Welcome to the Geeks for the Win podcast. This is episode, 1559, I think?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. I hadn't checked, actually. But I am William, and Stuart was the one who answered my question. Say hi, Stuart.
Hi, Stuart.
Awesome. And we have Henry.
What's going on, everybody?
It's supposed to be a shorter show since we really don't have much to talk about, but we'll see. We'll see.
3 hours later.
Back at the Hall of Geekdom.
No, back at the Geek Tower. Right, Stuart?
Right. That's right.
But anyways, I guess, Henry, how have you been since we last recorded?
Oh, I've been good, man. Just, you know, doing my normal thing, you know. We found out, me and the wifey found out that we're having another boy. So,
congratulations.
Yeah, so I don't have to go out and get the shotgun. So,
but you live in Texas, so you should already own one.
I know, right? So I'll be going out and getting another basketball and, you know.
Extra 360 controller.
I know.
There's your excuse.
Yeah, I know, right? I've been doing too much this week. I finished up Deus Ex. I finished my second playthrough. This time around, I got all the endings. I gotta go and get my last save game, but I know what to do already. I already talked to the one guy down, but getting all three of those endings. I'm not going after that. I think it's called the pacifist achievement, where you can't kill anybody. That's just no. Nah.
That'd be really hard.
Yeah, it's okay. See, I didn't know this. Okay. My Deus Ex Adam Jensen's tagline is he only hacks everything, because out of the gate, like I was talking to you on Twitter, Stuart, is out of the gate, I boost up hacking because hacking saves you so much trouble on everything. So what I do all the time, I know this breaks the game and, you know, I guess minor spoilers, but you don't have to do this. But what I do is you can boost up your hacking so far that you can hack turrets, you can hack cameras, you can hack all those mobile turrets, you can hack those too. And I boost up my strength where I can pick those up. I just take turrets around with me everywhere. I just hack them. I'm serious. I just hack them. Set it to you can set it to normal, deactivate, or you can set it to kill all your enemies or whatever. Well, I didn't know that by me hacking the turret, that kills my opportunity of getting the pacifist achievement, because I figured, like, okay, I'm not killing him; it's the machine killing him. So
that's right.
I know. So
that's how I would think too.
Yeah, but that's not the case though. So I missed that achievement. I'm not going back. So yeah. So that's just a pro tip if you just want to break the game and just go through Deus Ex. But I think it's kind of cool that the game is a game like that where it lets you do whatever you want. But yeah, I've been playing that. I was talking to you guys before the show, Gunstringer. I've been playing Gunstringer. I know everybody's been ragging on most of the Kinect titles. This is a title that I believe is in stores now, I believe. Yes. The demo is out on Xbox Live. I played the demo. It's a good game. I mean, it's made by the same people who make Explosion Man and Misplosion Man and Maw and everything, Twisted Pixel. It's kind of cool because what it basically is, it's a stage play played out with you as the puppeteer of the character, which is the Gunstringer. And you know, people in the, it's like really, really cheesy, but it's funny in a Twisted Pixel way. But basically you just target items. You control the character with your left hand. You control like your movement and your jumping. And then in the right hand, you control your targeting and your shooting. So you just flick your wrist up to shoot. You put your wrist down and target the items in order to just target everything and then, you know, shoot everything. But I've been playing that.
Now, when you play, is your right hand in the shape of a gun and your left hand in a marionette kind of way? Because that I always default to that.
Oh yeah, yeah. It's kind of hard not to, because when you're getting into it and you know you're kind of using your. Using your imagination, and you see everything responding on screen the way it should. I mean, it's a real responsive game. So yeah, it is kind of some of that feeling where you want to turn your hand into a gun. But it doesn't matter though. But it's just natural that you naturally do it because the character's doing it. So
did you play both levels on the demo?
Yeah. Uh huh. I played both of them.
So you witnessed the bestiality scene.
Yeah. But the cool thing about it is this is the first Kinect title that I've really felt like, you know, you could probably play this with the controller, of course, but I feel the same way about this title that I feel about Child of Eden. Well, I'm just saying if you had,
oh, okay.
You know, if they could probably implement, you know, the whole jumping thing, the targeting people with the controller, but it just feels like a real good cognitive Kinect title. Like it just feels right. Just feels right. So I'm not encouraging anybody to buy it, but hey, I mean, it's $40. I think it came out at $40. So if you want to try the demo, that you play a pretty good chunk of it. You even play one of the first boss battles. So
there's also day one DLC, and it's free, or at least it was.
Yeah,
and I got it because I don't even own the game yet. I own the DLC for the game.
Yeah, man, you got to buy it when it's free. Oh yeah, speaking of free, man. I don't know. Did we talk about Crimson Alliance last show?
I think so.
Oh, okay.
Yes, we did.
Well, that was a jip, but they Microsoft they actually did make a mistake this time, and I tweeted it out while I was retweeting it. But you know, like the player skins for Gears of War 3. They have released a bunch of that stuff for free on Microsoft on Xbox Live.
I got home from work too late.
Yeah, sadly. I got one of them. I got one of the I think it was a gun skin or something like that. All the weapon skins. I got that one. That one was like 240 points, but it was free like the first hour, 2 hours that it was actually up. So, you know, it's kind of good to.
How do you make that mistake? Like you're just kind of sitting back, like, hey, a lot of people are buying this DLC really fast. Oh shit. It's free.
It's not the first time. I mean, they made a mistake.
Yeah, like
Fable, what was it? Fable 2. They released for they it was supposed to just be like the demo or something, or and it was like the whole game. Chapter. It was supposed to be the first chapter, but it was like the whole game for free.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
So.
Exactly. And then I guess the good thing about, you know, marketplace is that once you press that button and you download it, and once it's triggered, that's yours. Whether you delete it off your hard drive or whether you don't download it completely or not, like once you press that ticker, it pretty much becomes your purchase. So we started Breaking Bad today. So we started Breaking Bad. Watched the first episode. Good show. Started out of the gate good. Like the first, I'm talking about the first 10 minutes were like, okay, what's going on? You know, like out of the gate. Yeah. So
I remember that.
Real quick, Henry, the first season, when you get done, you'll think it's amazing. It just gets better. Second season, you'll get done. You'll think, oh my God, this is awesome. It gets even better.
Wow.
I'm at the fourth season and I'm watching it. You know, it comes out. I buy it on either Amazon or I'm trying the Zune marketplace, you know, buying episodes.
Yeah.
The next day, it's just incredible.
It
just gets better and better. And honestly, this is the only show I can think of where there's like really no filler episodes.
Man.
See, I figured out something today. When I stop watching shows, they turn out to suck. Like once I stop watching them. Like True Blood, that went downhill right after I stopped watching.
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
Apparently, Torchwood went also down the drain when I stopped watching.
I like Torchwood. I know a lot of people were ragging.
I'm not hearing good things.
Well, I enjoyed it for what it was. But yeah, that's definitely true about True Blood.
Yeah, I've kind of heard it described well in another term, but I'll just say boobies and blood. That's how Starfinger
True Blood kinda describes it. That's it's always been.
It's like, why did I stop then? No.
You know, I'm like, okay, I need more substance than that.
Yeah.
But
it just got boring, honestly.
Yeah.
Yeah, it did.
I'm just really tired of this vampire fad, though. Like, you know, I mean, because it's like they're, I don't know, it's like it's like they're ruining the fiction that I grew up on. I mean, as far as vampires, you know, like the basic fiction of, I mean, I don't know. I can't speak for True Blood because I haven't seen it. I haven't even seen one episode before. But it's like the vampires of today, they have no weaknesses. Like, they have nothing that keeps them from harm. Like, back in the day, you know, garlic was like a serious issue. You know, going out in the sun was a terrible serious issue. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's a sparkle.
I know, you know. You know, it's like, you know, vampire slayers were hated amongst the vampire community, and they were taken seriously, and they had this rival feud because, you know, I mean, it's good and evil and stuff, you know, happens and everything, but it's like they're dumbing down the whole vampire fictional genre. Like, I kind of wanted to get back to the days of, okay, this is serious. I mean, I know it's all fiction, but I mean, come on. I mean,
I think if the fiction existed before Twilight became a thing, it's good. If it came after, it's bad. That's kind of the thing.
Mm.
I don't know. Fright Night, that looks interesting. The new one.
That actually does.
Fright Night. That's not a vampire movie, is it?
It's not.
I don't know if it's vampires.
I just thought it was like little gremlin things.
I don't know. I honestly never saw the first one. I think
it's gremlins.
Oh, yeah. It looks something like vampire-ish, but maybe it is just weird gremlins. I don't know. Google that, like, real quick.
Yeah, see, it's like out of the three big horror genres.
Neighbor is a vampire. Yeah, teenager suspects his neighbor is a vampire. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Gremlins. There's gonna be some people who are like yelling at their iPods, like calling Stuart like stupid names because,
well, there's
like,
there's some gremlins. Movie that came out. There's some movie that came out where like there's little gremlins in the in
was
the
it gremlins?
No. No, it's not, when I say gremlins, I mean like little like gray itty bitty little things with like teeth.
Fright Night's the one where it's Colin Farrell and David Tennant's even in it.
Okay, what am I thinking of then?
I don't know. I have no idea what you're thinking of, little gremlins.
I'm totally curious now what I'm thinking of.
Yeah, see, it's like the four genres of horror. You have your critter creature type films like Aliens and Critters and Goonies and everything. Then you have your vampires. Then you have your hack slashers like Michael Myers and Jason. And then you have your suspense horror like Scream or whatever. But it just feels like three of those categories is dying and they're trying to kill vampire movies. You know what I'm saying? Like hack slashers have turned into teeny bopper movies like My Bloody Valentine and, you know, all this other crap. And, you know, hack slashers are about as dead as dead because there's no, you know, watching Jason or Mike Myers or Freddy Krueger for that matter is hilarious rather than scary. You know, there's yeah. very little suspense horror.
I refuse to watch the new Nightmare on Elm Street.
Yeah, don't. Yeah,
I refuse just out of principle.
And it's like they're trying to run vampires in the ground, man. Like everybody doesn't want Twilight. Like I kind of want more of a Dracula experience where, like, you know, vampires, you know, vampires are sexy, but they're real. I don't know the word I'm looking for, but they're real. They have a sense of pride and prestige. Like, they believe that they are the evolution of humans. You know, they look at humans like we're cattle, you know, like I kind of want that attitude of the vampirism back, you know, but it's like they're dealing with petty issues and problems, you know, that us humans deal with, you know what I'm saying? So I don't know.
Yeah. And it was Don't Be Afraid of the Dark.
I think I heard of the name, but I honestly didn't know what the hell it was about. But yeah, I agree. I really think vampires have just gone down the drain. I mean, the first two seasons of True Blood was kind of interesting. But then again, it was just getting, you know, it was just, you know, developing the characters and explaining the world and all that. And then it just got stupid, I think. I think I only watched it. What is it? The third? Which seasons did we talk about on the show, Stuart? Was it the first two?
Yeah, we got through the first two, and I know I started the third one, but then stopped like three episodes in.
Yeah, I did too. Exactly three episodes, because it just was like, I don't know. It just got weird. I mean, the second season was just ended pretty bizarre, but
the second season ended weird, but in a good kind of weird.
Yeah, I mean, you can have the romance stuff and the series still be it's still be interesting and good. I mean, Buffy was, you know, had romance and whatnot, but it was, you know, at the core, it would, you know, they fought vampires and other demon type monsters, and it was interesting. But yeah, definitely, I can't even remember the last time I saw a really, really good horror movie. I think Drag Me to Hell, that was decent. But horror movies I just have really given up on lately.
I know what you mean.
But anything else, Henry? Sorry about that.
Oh, no, that's good. I mean, hey, yeah. I think, yeah, that's about it. I mean, I picked up my Gears of War copy, been salivating all day to play it. I got the limited edition.
You guys actually played it?
No, I actually haven't. I know a lot of people that were at the midnight. I know Superman was up last night. Uh-huh. I know Scarfinger went last night.
Ace Black, I think.
Yeah, Ace Black went. So
I had work,
I wasn't out
so.
There with those guys.
And I
had to.
I
had to work. So
I can't afford to take work off. So that's why I didn't.
Yeah.
I need to make money to afford Gears and other games. But yeah, I haven't played any at all. So Stuart, what's up with you?
Well, I got a new microphone. We were kind of talking this a little bit about this before the show, but I finally bought a Blue Snowball, which I thought was a lot smaller than it actually is.
Yeah,
I thought maybe it would stand, you know, maybe 4 inches tall instead of maybe a foot tall. So I was kind of surprised about that. But the first chance that I actually got to use it was this weekend. Because my family I have a really large family, like, you know, 100 plus that live in this general area.
Good Lord.
I have a big family.
Wow.
And my family got together at my grandma's house. She's one of 10, and there's four left. And what we did is they kind of recorded and talked about what it was like when they were growing up, and like family history stuff, and that was extremely interesting. We did this in like 2 days. I've got 7 hours of audio.
That's cool.
Yeah, they were talking about like what it was like, you know, for them during like World War II, and a couple of my uncles were actually in it, so. But they're not alive anymore. They were just telling stories, and it was very interesting. Let's see what else. I got Deus Ex at GameFly, and I'm at a part now where I can't just run to a room and shoot everybody, and that kind of frustrates me because that's what I want to do.
Yeah, I think you picked the wrong game to run and gun.
I know. I think I did.
Yeah, but yeah. No, but that's not, you know, because my brother is real. He's like a big multiplayer guy. He plays single player games, but he hates stealth. And
I'm same way.
You know, yeah. I mean, but see, Square Enix painted the picture of this game being able to, you know, they were basically saying that, hey, you know, players are going to have freedom to play it run and gun, or they can play it stealth or whatever. That is a huge misdirected, like almost, you know, borderline lie, because there are parts of that game where if you play stealthy your whole time through, and you're putting your practice points into stealth, you will hit a wall when you get to the first boss. You know what I'm saying? There are parts in the game where if you're playing it run and gun the whole way through, there is a specific part in that game where you will hit a wall if you're playing it run and gun. Like, you have to play stealthy. And I think that's kind of where the game kind of missed one of those bullet points, because it doesn't live up to that promise where you can play it the way you want it. There is a clear cut way to play that game in certain areas of that game.
Well, like, I don't mind the whole, you know, sneaking around part. It's the fact that, you know, like, I'm not big on running up to them and sneaking behind them. I want to knock them out from a distance with tranquilizer darts. And they give you so little of those that it's not even funny. But while I was kind of frustrated with that, I bought Dead Island.
Oh, so you just straight up bought it. Wow.
Yes. I went to GameStop yesterday because I was going to actually get the Game Informer thing. And the guy in line in front of me was selling his copy of Dead Island. So when it was my turn, I just said, I'll just go ahead and take that.
Oh, you should have tried to buy it from the guy before he sold it to them. Maybe you could have gotten it at a cheaper price. But
Is, I don't carry cash, so I couldn't offer him anything.
Ah, gotcha. But I look forward to, hopefully we can do a video, one of your video ideas on that, because I definitely want to see that game.
Dude, yeah.
It's fun.
Oh, I gotta pick it up.
It's so much fun.
I'm just waiting, because, you know, every single other game that releases, it seems like a week later, it's like $40, you know, somewhere. I'm just waiting, and so far, it hasn't dropped, so.
The thing with Dead Island is, it's not scary visually, but they do such great things with sound. Oh, that just terrifies you.
Yeah, I've heard about that too. With like the zombie, you know, kind of the scratches and the gurgling they do when they die, and stuff around corners.
A couple times I've been kind of walking around the island, and I've just heard this scream that makes my heart just go
I mean. The only thing about that game that I was disappointed on is they were, you know, because, I mean, I give it up to whoever created that trailer, because that trailer, you know the one I'm talking about. Like,
yeah.
That trailer painted a picture of pure emotion, you know, peril, and it made me think, like, okay, Dead Island, it's on the map. Like, what is this game about? Like, I know it's about zombies, but then it's Borderlands with zombies. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, but you can get overrun.
Awesome.
Like you, you do level up and stuff like that. So yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying that it wouldn't, because this is a general consensus that I've been hearing, is that it's fun with friends, but by yourself it's kind of like,
I can see that.
It's just like Borderlands, you know. By yourself, you don't play Borderlands by yourself.
I did.
That's because you're antisocial.
No, I just don't like cooperative.
I think the title of this episode will be Stuart's Antisocial.
The Antisocial Network. I'm sorry.
Anyway, at the very beginning of the game, like you're kind of walking around, and like you walk out and you just see like those luggage carts just full of luggage.
Yeah.
And before you even see like the first zombie, I was walking up to him, searching through the bags, taking money. You know, I'm like, you know what? If you did not know this was a zombie apocalypse, you'd just be a flat-out thief right now.
True.
And the first time you actually encounter a zombie, it's like level 50 and like level 12 zombies. You know, you cannot handle those. So you're running down a hallway that has no lights. The only light is coming from behind you. So you just see your shadow running, the blood-curdling screams that are behind you, and then their shadows. It's terrifying.
You're gonna make me pick this game up, aren't you?
Probably.
I mean, Borderlands with zombies, that basically got me thinking about going to GameStop after this. But
and if you aim your attacks just right, you can like break like the zombies' arms. So their arms just kind of dangle there, not do anything. So they try to headbutt you, and it's hilarious.
Huh. Okay.
it's a very good game. I was pleasantly surprised.
Alrighty. Anything else?
Let me think. Nope.
Alrighty, I unfortunately there was like you were saying you heard Torchwood was kind of bad. Well, there were some episodes I didn't like, but overall I enjoyed it, and I was kind of upset that this past week there wasn't any more Torchwood. But Doctor Who, Of course.
There was Doctor Who, though.
And it was...
Oh, my God, that episode.
It. But besides the Doctor's wife, it's probably my favorite of the new... of season six. If not, one of my favorites of all. It was a great episode. What else? Breaking Bad, the new one. Amazing. It's probably one of the best ever. This past one. And like I said, Henry, every time, every episode you watch, every season you finish, it just gets better.
Oh, I already know, man. Everybody keeps,
It's amazing. But luckily, the first three are on Netflix, so.
Yeah. So I'll be catching up.
Yeah.
I mean, I watched episode one, and I'm in. The only thing
first scene, seeing that dude in his underwear shooting a gun, awesome.
Yeah, but there's a reason why he's won three Emmys back to back to back.
Yeah, I see, man.
They didn't their season started. I think it's because their season started too late. They weren't so they didn't, I guess, qualify for this year. I'm assuming because they weren't even nominated, so that kind of, you know, it has to be because they started, you know, late. But yeah, I look forward to that. I'm looking forward to Sons of Anarchy comes on tonight. But mostly Gears 3. I'm excited. I had it pre-ordered, and then just on a whim, I woke up this morning thinking I'm gonna get the new controller because. It, you know, I wanted to originally get the Gears 360 Slim bundle.
Yeah.
But I have rent to pay, so I can't afford that. But a controller.
Welcome to adulthood.
But a controller, I definitely can. Hey, yeah. Shut up, Stuart. You're living with your parents still, so.
I found a place.
But you're not paying rent yet, so. But yeah, I had a $27 gift card or $27 left on a gift card, so it was only like it was less than $40, and I needed a new controller anyways because the rubber on both analog sticks are completely gone. It's just the hard plastic, and after a while of playing, that's kind of uncomfortable. So I recommend. We'll get into that later, but that's about it for me. Not much else is going on, just work and... Oh, actually, I started watching It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, because some coworkers were talking about that show. It has some really funny... About half the episodes are really funny and half are really stupid, so I don't know what you would say about that show.
It kind of reminds me of Seinfeld. Like if Seinfeld was done today.
I don't like Seinfeld, but this is pretty fun.
I didn't either. That's why I don't like that show.
Well, like I said, I only like about half the episodes. Half of them are just really, really dumb. But yeah, it's something to watch, and half the time I laugh. So I've been getting real and big into comedy, watching a lot of stand-up and whatnot, because, I don't know, I like to laugh, and like I said, for like horror movies and stuff like that, which I used to love, there's really not much to watch except for the classics, so I've just jumped to comedy. But that's about it. I guess we can talk about our...
Hold on. Oh. I remembered something else.
What?
I got the new Green Lantern issue one.
Oh, tell us. How is it?
Yes, do tell.
It's not what I expected. Like, I totally expected, you know, them to not remember a thing. But it turns out, I don't know if what you guys know about the Green Lantern stuff, but there was the Light Wars or the Spectrum Wars or whatever. Do you guys know what that was?
Sounds vaguely familiar.
I don't know.
Well, it has to do with all the different colors of, of lanterns.
Yeah.
And like they all had like a big war.
Yeah.
Well, apparently that happened. You know, that happened already. And like Hal's lantern ring left him and went to Sinestro. And you know, Sinestro had his own, you know, yellow lanterns. He was, you know, this the Sinestro Corps. He was the leader. Well, now he's a Green Lantern again.
Huh.
Yeah, and like one of the Guardians like wasn't happy about it. So the other Guardians just killed him. I was like, so, whoa. I mean,
to the ignorant DC guy in the room. Oh, okay,
there's two.
Sinestro
of them.
Is who to Green Lantern?
Oh no, and I know who. Why Sinestro? Did, yeah, Sinestro's his like arch nemesis kind of,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, he's the big daddy, the
yellow, right?
Oh, okay, okay, yes. I got you. Okay, yeah. I got you. Okay,
he's the one who started the yellow.
Yeah, that's about as much as I know. So don't feel too bad, Henry.
And he used to be a Green Lantern, but then didn't like how they were doing things, right. So he left.
And I only know that from the animated, you know, movies or the Justice League and stuff like that. So never read a Green Lantern comic, but
do you know who the Guardians are though?
Oh yeah, the little green people.
They're blue.
Okay,
but
so
blue?
now that he's back as a Green Lantern, has he? As far as changing his color, has he changed his ways, or is he still
he does not want to be a Green Lantern?
Hmm.
He has Hal's ring.
Yeah.
So is he gonna start the yellow again?
They're already there. You know, he confronted them already.
Oh, that's kind of weird.
Yeah, it was. And like at the very last page, it's Sinestro at Hal's door saying, "We need to talk.
Take your stupid ring back. I don't want it."
Kind of. That's what's going to happen.
But yeah, I still need to pick up the Justice League one.
Tomorrow, Batman.
Oh, awesome. Alrighty. Anything else before we leave this section? No. Okay.
Oh wait, yes. No.
Alrighty. I guess.
Wait. No, I'm kidding.
It's too late. Your time is gone. I guess Netflix has been... Everyone's kind of been pissed at Netflix.
Yeah, and I don't know why. Oh, well,
I've not heard anything. I've not heard why. Yeah, there was the price range, but I thought everyone got on a huff about that when it was announced, but then it all kind of died down.
Yeah, it did at first.
Well, that's not the problem, right? The price thing's not the problem. It's that they're... giving their DVD service to, it's going to be a different website, different place.
It's the same company. It's just a different name.
Different name. It's going to be called Quickster.
Yeah, which I've seen people talk about chocolate milk, and I honestly have no idea what they're talking about.
I don't know what that's about either.
I have no clue.
You really don't?
No. Yeah, and Henry doesn't either. So
Quaker. Oh, well, crap. The
Quakers, the
bunny.
Oh, Nestle Quick.
The bunny. Quick. That's it. Nestle Quick.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, okay.
I was about to say, people, I seriously saw every other tweet, you know, when that was announced, was like people saying, "Now I want chocolate milk," and all this. And I'm like, wait, what? You're pissed at Netflix and you want chocolate milk now?
Yeah. I mean, I can understand if you have both services. Me personally, I was of the crowd that just let the DVDs go because I wasn't using them. I really, really wasn't. I would get a DVD and I'd forget about it and sit on top of the counter and I'm like, oh, you know, because I got so much stuff that I'm watching on streaming that I'm not even paying attention. And, you know, most of the new DVDs that have come out, like, you know, stuff on Blu-ray, I just go ahead and buy it. So, like, I mean, for me, it wasn't really benefiting me, you know, a whole lot. I was mostly using it for stuff that wasn't available on the instant queue. So, mm-hmm. I mean, they're basically splitting it up, and they have, I guess it is official now that they are going to carry games, but they haven't really told us when. But he said in the email, in the apologetic email, he says, you know, there will be no more price hikes. So, I mean, it's kind of a good and bad thing. Like, it's bad that you have to go to another website, but for us who are tech savvy, who don't really care, just open another web page up and go to the website and you'll be
open
fine.
Up another tab.
I know.
There'll be a link, you know, like on Netflix.com saying, "Hey, Quickster, there, done."
Yeah, exactly. And so, you know, and then if they have games, here's the two factors they need to do if they're going into the game market. If they can provide the turnaround time, which I think that they can because they have mail services all over the place.
That's what they said.
fast turnaround time and the quantity, day one quantity of brand new games, I think they will murder GameFly at $7.
Oh, GameFly takes you at least 2 days. At least 2 days to get something.
That's if your game is available.
Yeah. I mean, for a $7 value of just having one game out, of course, they'll probably have more prices for the other plans. But at $7 for one game out, I will gladly do DVDs and movies on that. And, you know, I guess the bigger picture of this is that think about what they're trying to do. Netflix, like I said before, when they did the whole price structuring and everything, they don't want to be in the mailing DVD mailers disc for too much longer. They want to use that money to funnel in more contracts to sign more streaming stuff. Like, they want everything to be streaming. They just offered Starz. They offered Starz $300 million for another contract, and Starz turned them down. You dummies. I don't understand why.
Where are you going to go, Starz?
Oh, really? I'm like Starz.
They've got a year to crawl back to Netflix.
Oh, my God. But I'm just saying, like, Netflix, they have the money to do it. They have the infrastructure all ready to do this. And your prices is not going to change. If you have DVDs by mail, the only thing that's going to change is you have to go to another website. That's basically it. Because they're trying to kill the attitude. Like, I know I've done it. I've done it before where I'll go online and I'll say, oh, okay, Breaking Bad. Oh, shoot. Breaking Bad. It's only on DVD only. Do I want to get three or four discs? No, I'll forget it. You know, Netflix, they don't have it on Instant Queue or whatever, blah, blah, blah. Netflix is trying to eliminate that feeling of their customers. They're trying to push everything that they don't have over to another site, and then everything they do have and that money that they're saving on those residual mailers, they're going to funnel all that money to sign more contracts.
Oh, yeah. They're simply just trying to get their image away from, you know, DVDs by mail, like their slogan used to be. They just want their image to be, we're a streaming company. Watch it on your TV, watch it on your phone, your tablet, your Xbox, your computer, your whatever, your toaster, soon to be.
Here's what, you know, Netflix or Quickster needs to do to change something. You know, like you kind of mentioned a little bit earlier, Knox, when you said, you know, like, oh, one DVD of, you know, one TV show per season, like, that's, you know, you gotta wait forever to watch the entire show.
Yeah,
they need to change that wording to either one movie or one season at a time. Multiple discs per season, send out the entire season, and then get them all back. You know, that might be, you know, I'd pay $2 extra for that.
Yeah, I'm sure a lot of people would pay a lot more for that type of thing, but there is a lot of, you know, factors to really consider for stuff like that.
True. But that's something that they need to think about.
I'm sure they are.
Are you hearing me, Quickster?
I'm sure they're thinking about tons of things, but.
I just don't understand. It just feels like, and we say it all the time, it just feels like people just need something to complain about. Like, I mean, he sent, you know, all the customers. Of course, it's a generic email, but for them to even send the email,
no, and say, oh, it's hey. Got my name on it. He sent it to me personally.
Right, right. But for, you know, them to even send it out and say, hey, you know, this right here is changing, no price hike, we're just going in a different direction. I mean, they're a fledgling company, they're a thriving company, and I mean, just let them do their thing. I mean, so far Netflix has, I've been a Netflix member for, I'd say, what, maybe 2 years? No, a year and a half, maybe. And since that time, it's like watching Xbox Live grow into what it is today. Like, Netflix, like, they were first out to market, getting DVD mails out there. They went streaming. They went HD. They're progressing to multiple devices. Now they're going, you know, full-on total streaming. And their library has changed from B-movies that you never heard of to almost B-plus A-movies that are on
Mad Men, Breaking Bad.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, they're getting the content. They have gotten the content. They have proved themselves, you know, worthy of your dollar. Just give them a chance. Like, just I have no problem with trusting him. So I know what they're trying to do, and just let them do it, you know?
Yeah, and I'm really curious about their what their price model or price structure is going to be with games added, I guess, because I'm really thinking about doing Gamefly again, because that's just, you know, Gamefly is really a cheap way to rent and play games.
I'm thinking about getting rid of it, because you know, it takes, you know, because the games I want just happen not to be in stock. So it takes them about 2 weeks for them to even consider me, and then another 4 days to actually get me the game.
Well, do you do the trick where before a game comes out, you take everything off and have that be the only thing in your queue? And
the only thing in my queue are games that are not out yet.
Okay. Well, normally they would send it to me if, like, I had nothing out and, you know, a game like Gears 3 was coming, you know, Gears 3
it's
was...
It's not like that anymore.
Oh, wow.
I really don't know if I would get the benefit out of Gamefly for $15 to $17 a month. And here's my only dilemma. Like, games like Battlefield, Gears, Uncharted 3, those games... I know I'm going to buy day one. Like, I'm going to games like Batman, Arkham City, Assassin's Creed. I know it's a multiplayer game, but it's predominantly a single player experience. You find it, you're following Ezio's story. Assassin's Creed, you know, stuff like that. Like, I know I'll probably just want to just rent those games and play through them. But I'm like, how many of those games can I get before Amazon has a lightning deal? Or a ridiculous sale where it's like $30 or $25 or so if I just wait a week or so. So I'm like,
well, you can also get discounts from Gamefly itself.
Yeah.
Like
they'll say you can keep this game, you know, at a much cheaper price.
Mm.
For instance, and every I think 3 months you get like free like credit towards buying a game plus you know even more discount like 5% at first, then 10%, you know. So, you know, there are some incentives to that, and that's what that's what I use Gamefly for, is for games like that I'm not going to buy, but I want to play. Like, you know, I would do get that Gunstringer game. I would, I would definitely play that through Gamefly. I would play the new Spider-Man game and, you know, the new Batman Arkham City game and stuff like that. But I mean, I don't know how quick is Quickster gonna be? No pun intended, honestly.
Well, we'll just have to wait and see. You know?
Because
I think it's gonna be the same, because they express, man, and it doesn't make any sense for them to shut down any DVD centers yet, because streaming is not as prevalent as they want it to be at right now. So I think I think the same quality of service, I think the same turnaround time will be the same thing. Because they're creating a separate entity, Quickster, but it's still going to be Netflix. Like, I think
it's going to be owned by the same parent company.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Company.
You know, I mean, there's no way they're gonna fire all their staff and rehire new people and do a total restructuring. That just costs too much money to do that. They're not gonna do that. Like, it's the same mailing service that you've had, if you've had that mailing service for this long of time. It's gonna be the same thing. I think the same turnaround time, same centers, same locations are gonna be set in place.
Oh, I have no doubt in that. I'm just meaning how quick will they be to get everything up and running to where they have games and
exactly.
That's the question, because
that's the biggest thing.
Hopefully, you know, maybe only a couple weeks, you know, maybe beginning of October they could have everything up and running if they've been planning this. But because you know, if the price model is good and they have that same Netflix turnaround time, you know, because they have centers everywhere. I mean, they have a center in Oklahoma City. You know, they have, I'm sure, a bunch in Texas. And, I mean, they have a lot more than Gamefly does. So, I guess we can only wait and see. I'm streaming only, so I'm not really I guess, as upset as a lot of people are. I mean, I only see benefits from this.
I still have both.
And are you're not upset about it, are you?
I'm paying more than I thought I would, but I'm I'm not up in arms and ready to kill somebody.
Yeah, but I do have to agree with other people. I want chocolate milk now. But I guess, you know, that was our only real main big topic. Any other topics you guys want to touch on before we jump into I Recommend?
Yeah, Battlefield 3 beta is coming out on September 29th. So if anybody wants the game, I'll be testing out. I would like to test out the PS3 version and the Xbox 360 version for consoles. Man, I don't want to buy that game twice, man. But I got so many people pulling at me on PS3, so many people pulling at me on 360. I know I'm getting it for 360, but man.
Oh, forget the PS3. Come on now. You got like Killzone for that, don't you?
No, but my cousins, like they're all going to be on Battlefield 3, and they are, like, the biggest PS3 fanboys.
Well, they have each other to play with, so sounds like they're good.
Yeah, but I'll...
This is only available to people who bought Medal of Honor or pre-ordered the Medal of Honor limited edition.
Well, those people get early access. They'll be on the 27th.
That's there'll PC be codes players. Going online like crazy, like with
yeah.
With
on the 29th, it'll be open. It'll be open for PC, 360, and PS3. The beta will be open for everybody.
Oh, for everybody! Wow,
sweet.
They're not even doing the whole Reach. Gears thing where they're giving away codes and people are trying to they're just making it completely open.
Yeah, they're making it completely open. They said the access to the beta will be available for the specific people September 27th to PC players who pre-ordered the game through EA's Origin service. So that's the only
I have the game pre-ordered. Just from GameStop.
Yeah, but you didn't order it from EA's Origins.
Which is the Steam killer.
I know, right?
Yeah, right.
But yeah, I guess I'll, you know, if it's open to everybody, you know, it's free, I'll play it. I'll give it a try. I'll probably complain about it the whole time. Man, this is nothing like Call of Duty.
No, it's not. It's better.
Yeah. That better is a matter of opinion, but...
It's not arcadey.
Well, that's it.
It's a different experience.
Yeah, it definitely. But I guess after, you know, now we can move on to I Recommend. And it was your week, Henry. So,
yeah, it's my week this week. And this week I recommended Gungrave. It's an animated series that came out. I don't know what year it came out, but it doesn't really matter because anime lives on for as long as whenever. But Gungrave is, I mean, it is one of the series that got me into anime. A little bit after, a couple years after I got into Ghost in the Shell and really started to get into anime. Gungrave is it's kind of hard to put this into like a column of a genre. Like it's a growing pains.
Well, tale. It's got guns in it.
Yeah, I know. All right. Hence the name. It's a coming of age growing pains tale mixed with like a little bit of Scarface. Kind of, you know, going from rags to riches type deal. I'll try to be as least spoilerific as I can, but basically, there's a band of brothers. They're inner city kids. They live, you know, not in poverty, but they're, you know, low class or whatever. No clear cut on who their parents were or whatever. It just basically just has them together as this brotherhood group of friends. Of course, the main protagonist is Harry, and his right hand man is Brandon Heat. Brandon Heat is basically he is the center of the show, or becomes that way. Out of the gate, the first episode. So this is not really a spoiler because you'll get it like within the first 15 minutes. Brandon Heat is basically Gungrave. Hence the name. He carries around huge guns, and he is from the grave, literally, because he died at one point during the storyline. But the
his motorcycle's a gun,
right? but what made this story so good is the lead up and the build up to how he died and who and whose hand did he die by, and all the emotional stuff that kind of ensues within that. But you see these guys grow. That's why I kind of parallel it to like Scarface mixed with like a little bit of coming of age, like Stand By Me type deal. Like, because you see these kids grow into men, into hardened gangsters. Then they become, you know, moguls amongst the people that they looked up to in, you know, when they were young. And then they take it to another level and they start to mess with things of biology and human enhancements and everything, and trying to, you know, evolve the human in what they see fit. So
so Deus Ex.
It's a, yeah, I mean, it's got bits and pieces from a lot of things that we're used to. So you'll be comfortable diving right in. But it's an emotional show. It's not all sci-fi. It's not all guns and shooting. But you have that kind of sparse in between the storyline, which breaks up that monotonous feel of just a bunch of dialogue. It doesn't Gundam win you out, basically. Like, it doesn't like talk you to death. Like, they'll mix it in with some good action, but the stuff in this story, how like all the brothers grow up together, you see them change and grow, and the deception that takes place, and you know, the hardships that takes place, the betrayals, and all this stuff, like puts you in the mind frame of like wow, like I saw these dudes grow from where they were when they had nothing, and like now they're bickering and they're backbiting each other over this craziness that's going on. But I'm being incredibly vague about it, because I've watched the seasons. They're on Netflix. But what did you guys think about it?
I kept getting like a Trigun kind of feel with it. I don't know why. Maybe because
got that feel they kept too.
Okay, good. It wasn't just me.
And his bit at the first episode, his big weapon that shot out the guns was kind of like what Wolfwood had.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I got the same vibe too. Don't worry, you're not alone.
Good.
But
and there was even a character that kind of looked like Vash, even. Like he was in the second episode. He was like the owner of the diner or whatever.
Oh yeah. I can't think of his name.
It was freaking Vash. I don't know. Like it wasn't the same voice, but it was Vash.
It loses me. Just go ahead. I'll think of it in a minute.
It started with a J. I don't remember.
Okay, but I actually remember watching parts or episodes, because this used to come on. I think it was actually Tech TV before it was G4.
Oh wow!
And it would come on at like night at night. So I actually remember it may have been G4. I want to say it was Tech TV before. You know, I want to
say it was like I've actually seen this like within the last couple years on G4.
Yeah, it's been out for a minute. What was that G4 show where they used to show like a bunch of trailers for anime, video games? What was it called? Was it called like Cinematastic or something like that, or
wasn't it like Cinematech?
Yeah, that's what it was. That's how I got hip to it. Like they showed it on there, and they showed the beginning. The beginning scene, you know, where the bullets are, you know, flying down and hitting the water and everything, and they had the guy singing, and they showed I don't want to spoil it, but they showed the part where Harry and Brandon are in this glass elevator, and something happens at that point that changes the series dramatically, and it's like, whoa, like I have to watch this anime, because this is crazy. Like, just that one bit of dialogue makes you like, oh my God, like these guys were friends. Like, it's just incredible. I mean, you just have to watch it.
I miss
that's what got me into it.
G4.
But yeah, it used to be on G4, Tech TV, whatever, like
Anna Mondays.
Standalone.
That's where I saw it.
Yeah. Like
Anna Mondays.
So I would watch it. I mean, and this was a few years ago before, right before the whole streaming stuff really took off, back when Netflix streaming was like kind of crappy. This was like 2008, I think. So
yeah, and this series is really, really popular among like anime, you know, heads or whatever. Because I went to this store. It's like a small video game. It's like a small video game store. It's called Entertainment in Dallas. I went up there, and these anime DVDs are like per DVD, they're like $15, $17. Like, I'm like, why is this series so high compared to everything else? And the girl that was there, she's really savvy on anime. She's like Gungrave and Appleseed and a couple others. She's rattling off a couple others and everything. She's like, these are like the most popular series that we have. And when we get these in, you know, they really sell. And I'm like, wow, you know, it's crazy.
Yeah. I'm tempted to watch Appleseed. I've tempted it.
Appleseed's cool, but I think you need time to invest in that series to really get into it. But I hear once it picks up, it really picks up.
Yeah, but I'm enjoying Gungrave. It's pretty good. It's the type of anime I really enjoy. I like the action type animes more so, and it kind of does have a maybe it's just that I want more like Trigun, but it does seem to have a Trigun feel, at least to me. So
that's
good. And real quick, speaking of Trigun, 1 week from today the new Trigun Badlands Rumble movie releases. So if anyone's a huge Trigun fan like me, just letting y'all know, it's a completely new I guess animation movie from the original creator, so I'm excited about that. But yeah, back to Gungrave. Just had to mention that since we were talking about Trigun. But yeah, it how many episodes is it?
28.
I think it's 26, I believe. So it's not like like a huge investment like Naruto or Dragon Ball Z. I mean, you won't be sitting through this thing for 200 plus, 300 plus episodes. You know, you can jump in. I think there's two seasons on Netflix. I think that's when it pretty much stopped. I think they made one movie about it that kind of continued on from the end of the season, but they make it, you know, real, you know, it's real precise. They don't draw it out. Like I said, there's no long dialogue monologue sequences, so they get you in, they develop the characters, they, you know, create the problem, the peril, and they finish it up really nicely.
Yeah,
and they're all like 24 minutes. So
you can
watch them all in a day.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's how a lot of animes really are. They're around that 26, 27 episode range. I mean, I've watched a lot of anime, and some of my favorite ones are only like 27 episodes, and I'm like, really? You couldn't have gone like, you know, a little longer? Because you got some animes, like you were saying, Dragon Ball Z, that's like over 300 episodes. And
Bleach.
I've never seen Bleach. I don't know how many episodes there are in that, but
Bleach is getting up there as well. It's already in like 200.
Oh, wow. But yeah. So, any more on Gungrave?
Oh, no, I've gushed enough.
Yeah. I'm definitely going to continue to watch it because I'm just wanting to get back into anime again. I mean, I was looking up Trigun and stuff and found that the whole new thing, new movie coming out, and there's actually a lot of good anime on Netflix, so that's good. Hopefully they can get some more, but I guess it's my week, and I don't know, guys. I send a link to it. Maybe. What do y'all think?
What? Okay, is that really the name?
This is what I think it is. please no. I don't think I can stand 72 minutes of this.
I'm sorry, guys.
Okay, good. It's what I think it is. Okay.
Oh
good.
Man, that is so funny.
I'm sorry, guys.
I saw that,
and I said, man, I have to use this in a funny way on the show. But
what are those? Okay. Let me just describe to the listeners what we're listening to. There is a Netflix movie on Instant Queue called Shaolin Grandma. No kidding. And she's like standing. It looks like somebody like photoshopped her in there. Like somebody dressed up their grandmother, like their real grandmother, and just stuck her on the front cover and said, "Grandmother, just stand here for a second in this kung fu stance." And like, there's like balls, like I guess the pool balls or whatever. I don't know what this is. What is this about? And there's like fire, like.
You think I actually watched it? I was just making a joke.
Oh man, we need to get together a Netflix party and watch this movie. Like,
well, like this is this is a like a spoof comedy like Shaolin Soccer and Kung Pao are.
Yeah, but this just looks terribly cheap. Like the cover looks like somebody.
Have you seen Shaolin Soccer?
No, I haven't seen it. The only one that I saw that was a spoof was Kung Pao, and there was another one that came out a couple years ago with like what was it called? It was called Shaolin something or whatever.
I don't know, but Kung Pao
Shaolin
actually...
Shuffle or Tokyo Shuffle or something like that or whatever.
Yes. I know what you're talking about.
But it was a comedy though, yeah.
But yeah, Kung Pao is actually on Instant Watch now too.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
So but no, that was just for laughs.
2.3 stars.
it won't be Shaolin Grandma, don't worry guys.
I would have watched this
real quick. Does anybody notice that like when you go on Netflix, it's like Netflix and then it has like we on it, like on the URL? Does anybody notice that?
I have noticed. I noticed that a long time.
Oh yeah,
yeah. But no one's ever really said anything about that. I mean,
yeah. When you type in Netflix, it automatically has like WII. It says Wii Movie Queue or something like that or whatever. I'm like, yeah. I'm not on the Wii Movie Queue. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I know. I mean, that's happened. That's been for like a year, and I don't think anyone's really said anything about it. Has ever really brought it up because it's really not a big deal, but it kind of is. So I just wanted to bring that up, just for shits and giggles. But my real movie, I hope I put the right link in, but is Buried. It has Ryan Reynolds. It's a really great movie. I like it. I do recommend if you can try to watch it with no interruptions, because it's a very suspenseful movie. Like I'm not going to say much, but it's a very suspenseful movie. So
cool.
It's a tense psychological thriller.
It is.
And with sociopolitical undertones.
Yeah. But, I don't know if any of you guys ever saw the trailers for it, but basically he's trapped, buried alive. And yeah, that's the premise. He's buried alive underground.
And the next movie he did wasn't that like 127 hours, something like that, it's the exact same movie.
No, that was Harry from Spider-Man. What's the guy's name?
James Franco.
Oh, was it
James Franco?
Yeah, that was him.
Yeah,
me and my wife, we watched that movie, and that movie was just, I'm like, okay, we know what happens, like. Go ahead and do it already. And it was like an hour and a half of like him freaking out. I mean, I guess that's what he actually did. But I'm like, to tell a story like that is just not intriguing. Like after the first 30 minutes, you're like, okay, I know what's going to happen or what needs to happen. So let's do it already. Okay, no, you're not going to do it.
I've seen the actual guy. I know what he does.
I know. It's like we know what's going to happen. Like, will you just please do it? Like I kind of wish that they would have told the story in some other type of way, like built up to his life or showed his previous life or something like that or whatever before they got to the accident, because it was just probably a good 50 minutes of him just going crazy in there and just whatever. It just wasn't that good.
Huh. Wow. I'm actually looking at it right now and I'm – but anyways, yeah, I remember watching this – I actually, back when I had Netflix discs, so this was months ago, but I'm looking forward to talking about it with you guys, because ever since I saw it, I've wanted to talk to somebody about it, and when I saw it was on Instant Watch, I was like, yay!
Cool.
So, Buried, that's the I recommend for next week, people. Watch it and get ready to hear us geek out about it. Speaking of geeking out, question of the week, Stuart?
Yes, the geek question of the week. What is your next, emphasis on next, big tech purchase?
Yes, and we even had somebody who, I made it a point last
Fail
week.
Failed to follow those rules.
Yeah, and I made it a point. I even said last week, it's not, I just bought this. No, it's what your next is going to be. And someone still told us what they just bought, so. I'll leave it up to you, Stuart, if you want to say that or not.
I will say this person, that person is disqualified. But I'm just going to start out. Paradise5551 on Twitter said, some good quality headphones, i.e. the Beats. Cool. Yeah, that was his, okay. Okay, next. From page to screen, I dearly want a large TV. I can't appreciate film on a 28-foot... They put a wrong mark there.
Wow, you can't enjoy it on a 28-foot? Man, what a snob.
Sadly, I can't afford one just yet, but that's what I want.
Yeah, I can see that. I've enjoyed things a lot more on the 50-inch TV we have here. Since I moved here, I've definitely enjoyed lots of stuff on it. Everything is a lot better on this TV. Especially gaming compared to, I would game on like a, I think, 20-inch SD TV back at my dad's. So, big step up. So, yeah. Next, I guess.
Vlad's Hammer is disqualified because just bought. Nope, that doesn't count. Devious Mr. Matt, new laptop. This one is getting old, missing keys, and the hinge for the lid is broken. And a Vita.
Yeah, I saw that, and I kind of chuckled it, just like I did now. And a Vita. But yeah, you need a new laptop, it sounds like. Gosh. any more? I know we didn't have too many.
That was it.
You know, ready.
We got three and a disqualification.
Yeah, which either means he just doesn't care, or he just saw our question on Twitter and didn't listen to our show.
Shame, shame, Vlads.
Yes. Which, if he doesn't listen to our show, he's not listening to this. So, if you be sure to you know, tweet Vlads and just reply shame, shame. But anyways, what's yours, Stuart? What's going to be your next big tech purchase?
My next big tech purchase, since I just bought this new microphone, that's not going to be it. Would have to be a new computer, because it still plays current games, but I'm getting worried that the processor won't be able to handle them soon.
Because I'm want to do all the other cool stuff too.
Yes, I want to actually record the PC games
and do live shows.
Do that.
Do live recordings again.
Yes, and can't do that because of my PC. I've only got a 2.8 gigahertz processor.
Well, you better hurry because, you know, the Old Republic and Diablo 3 are coming out this year.
Supposedly those still work. We'll be able to work on this PC. So,
oh wow,
I'm good for now.
Supposedly,
but you want to be able to record them though, right?
The actual specs has not come out yet. So,
but you want to be able to record them. So that's the problem. I do. Yeah.
Unless, you know, I get a laptop and like turn the webcam towards the screen.
Which that's just like geek ghetto right there. But I guess, Henry, what's yours?
Mine, well, I really don't have any upcoming.
Well, it's not upcoming. What? It's just your next big tech purchase. It could be a year from now.
What do you plan on getting next?
I guess I got maybe two. I probably would say, I guess, the iPhone 5, if it is in fact coming. If I don't get that because my wife is due for the baby and everything, I'll probably be giving up my man area, and I'll be in the room more so I can listen to the baby more. So it'll probably be a 32-inch either monitor or 32-inch television, like something that I can game on. Like another 32-inch monitor, like a smaller monitor that I can bring in the room and set it up in here, and then, you know, I already got my headphones, so yeah, it'll probably be a monitor, either an LED or some type of LCD.
Yeah, I think monitor. You can get a 32-inch TV cheaper than a monitor. I think once you get once you get that big, and as far as monitors go, it gets pricey.
Yeah, I saw a 1080p LED Samsung. It was like, I think it was $449, I believe. And I've seen them a little bit cheaper than that.
But I mean, I don't know. Like, do you guys think that 1080p? Because okay, the price point between 1080p 60 hertz and 720p 60 hertz is like a $200 difference. Like, I can get a 720p Bravia Sony HDMI component, full on, the whole nine, PC input, everything, for like $349. I've seen some on sale for like $299. And then when it jumps up to 1080p 60 hertz, it like jumps up to like $500 to $600. You know what I'm saying?
I've seen 1080p for like $400.
A screen like, that
small. Is it
small,
worth it though? Like,
you won't. No, and it's not, because a screen that small, you will not be able to tell the difference between 720 and 1080.
Right.
You will not be able to tell.
And it's not like I'm going to ever use this TV as my main TV anyway. You know, after the baby grows up enough, I'm not going to be, you know, I'm going to have this, I'm going to probably put it in their bedroom, or I'm probably going to, you know, put it in the living room somewhere. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah,
I don't want to go all out on a TV that I'm only going to be using for about maybe a year, you know, permanently.
Makes sense to me.
Yeah.
Alrighty. I guess my next would be, I have no idea when the new, when the Galaxy S2 for T-Mobile comes out, but I will be getting that. But
what a surprise.
Yeah, I've been waiting for that for quite some time, but I'm hoping that I can get me an HP touchpad when they release their 7-inch models, I guess.
That would be nice.
The next one they're coming out with is going to be the 7-inch one. I'm kind of upset it's just 7 inches and not the 9.7-inch, like the, you know, because a bit, the 10-inch, you know, basically would be a lot better for certain stuff, but, you know, 7 inches, if it is 150 for, you know, or with, 100.
With a 7-inch screen, I mean, you can comfortably lay on your back on the couch and, like, read a book or do whatever. I mean, with a 10-inch, after a while, it gets kind of heavy, you know.
Yeah, that's true, but, if I can't get a touchpad, then I'm probably going to get, some other Android tablet. I'm thinking one of the Galaxy, you know, tabs. I know there are a bunch of different varieties coming out. I just have to really look and see. But some, you know, new phone, since I've been eligible for an upgrade since August, but just been waiting, you know, waiting for the phone I want, and then a tablet for basically, you know, more portable computer type usage, reading books, of course, textbooks as well, and I guess, you know, media. So, but the touchpad would be the best one, especially since the Android developing community has just jumped on that, and there's different versions, you know, they're putting Android on it, so
yeah.
So that would be awesome to get. I think it's $150 for the 32 gig and $99 for the 16, or at least that's what the 10 was. I'm assuming it'll be the same price. Yeah. So definitely 150 gig. I'm really hoping that whenever they do come out, I'll have enough money to get two, one for me and one for my dad. So I may end up buying two of them, because at that price, you know, why not? That's a hell of a deal right there. But I'm not really gonna count on getting one of those, since they sold out pretty damn quick before. So I guess Stuart, question. What's next week's question?
Next week's question: if you could take on the persona of a famous person or character, who would it be?
Like, real person or?
Yeah, a real person or a character. Fictional or otherwise.
I'd like to be the extraordinary man. I don't always drink, but when I do, I drink Dos Equis.
No, isn't it the most interesting man?
Oh, yeah, the most interesting
man. Interesting man in the world. Have you guys seen the trailers for the new Puss in Boots movie?
No, I haven't.
He has his own movie now?
I thought he had one before.
No, it's coming out now.
Oh.
But there's a part in it where he's drinking milk, and he goes, "Stay furry, my friends."
Oh, that's clever right there.
Yeah.
And of course, you know, it's Antonio Banderas. So.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. I stopped with Shrek 2. I'd never watched the third one. I don't think.
Me either. Rightfully so.
I didn't want to tarnish that series with what I had already greatness in my mind, so I just stopped at 2.
Yeah, because 2 was kind of not that great, in my opinion. It's not. The first one was way better than the second one, I think, still. But
and the third and the fourth.
There was 4? I thought there was only 3. Wow.
I think there was 4. I could be making up a terrible movie in my mind.
Yeah, I don't know. You would know more than I would.
No, you're not making it up. It was four.
Alrighty. So I guess quick reminder, guys. Buried is our I recommend, and our next geek question is what if you take the persona.
If you could take on the persona of a fictional character or non-fictional person, who would it be?
Alrighty.
Now I've got to condense that into 140 characters.
Yeah, you know, or you know, two Twitter messages, but
I don't like 2 Twitter messages.
Well, people do it though. But anyways, I guess time to pimp everything out. Stuart, do you have the list of all the podcasts?
Okay. You want me to do it again?
Yes, do it.
Okay, you can find our podcast along with the other podcasts of the OFR community, including. OFR, already screwed up. Okay, great.
Take two.
OFR proper, OFN sportscast, Prove Your Point, Anger Mailman podcast, Who Am I Radio, Section Z podcast, Truthfully Geeking. You can still vote for Nikki. She's still in the top 10. WOFR, which includes Lag Free, Know Your Gamer, Chicago Sportscast, Guide Button, The 40cast, Knox Broadcast, which includes What God Says, Love and Learning podcast, Downloadable Brothers, The Family Variety Hour, the From Page to Screen podcast, which includes Media, Livecast, Spotlight, and Geeks FTW, and We Are Geeks.
Alrighty.
I did not do that as well.
Yeah, last week he did it like twice, and just it was
flawlessly.
It was impressive, but yeah. we kind of named your new thing the Knox Family Variety Hour.
Family Variety.
Yeah.
Or I have it listed here as Family Cast, so that's why every time I come to that, I stumble.
Yeah. But, yeah, it's like I said last week, it sounds like something from like the 70s, like the Partridge Family Variety Family Hour, or
I know.
so something like one of those shows. But so yeah, and how many are those? 20 something? How many podcasts?
23. Yeah, it's a lot.
23.
Wow. Ooh. Well, there are many ways you can get our podcast or leave us feedback. All the ways to leave us feedback can be found on the show post, and you can easily leave us feedback if you have the Android app or iPhone app. Just search Geeks FTW on the Android Marketplace, Amazon App Store, which I hear is now global, is now global and not just like in the U.S. So, or the iOS store, the Apple App Store, Facebook, Twitter, Google Plus. Google Plus got a lot of new features. I think it was released into open beta, right, to everybody now.
Yeah.
So I guess you don't need an invite.
The only thing that I noticed was when you go to google.com, there's a big old blue arrow pointing to your name.
Huh. That's weird. But and I heard the app got the Google Plus app got a bunch of new features, and you can do not Huddle, but that I think you can do Hangout through your phone now. So that could be cool. But yeah, we're all on social networking crazy. You can leave us a voicemail. We'll play your voicemail messages. We haven't had any in a couple weeks, and I'm kind of surprised. I guess everyone just got burned out from leaving a bunch at once. But number is 1-347-GEEK-FTW. 1-347-433-5389. What else? Oh, you can leave us at you can send us an email at thegeeksftw@gmail.com. We'll read the email out. If you don't want us to, just let us know. We won't. We respect whatever. But you know, we're always looking for guest hosts. We're still looking for new writers. If you get approved, you do get your own section on We Are Geeks, so that's something. So just let us know. Hit us up, guys. And I have no idea about iTunes reviews, if we have any new ones or not.
Not last time I checked.
Okay, so you leave us iTunes reviews, and we'll I guess give you a shout out. Speaking of shout outs,
if I'm gonna make a deal right now. If we get five more iTunes reviews, I will release a special video.
I'm scared now.
It's related to Dance Central.
Oh wow! Yeah, get on that, guys. This might be interesting. Who knows? It might be the next YouTube sensation. I can just picture whatever it is. But yeah. I guess five more iTunes reviews, guys. Just five more. It only takes like what, 2-3 minutes tops.
Well, have to be 5 stars.
Yeah, I mean, all you gotta do is just put 5 stars and just pound on the keyboard for, you know, the actual
just
review.
Just take your face and roll.
Just like put your hand in the middle of the keyboard for like 2 seconds and just lift. But I guess shout outs, guys. Henry, shout out.
Oh man, just shout out to you guys, man. Shout out to all the communities across the board. Shout out to man, Epic Games, man, for making a good game that I'm about to go play right about now. Shout out to everybody at OFR, GGR, everybody at TAG. Shout out to all the cross-pollinate communities. Shout out to my fellow co-host, Stuart, William, my brothers, my wife, my uncle. And hey, let's keep doing what we do, man, and keep going strong. And shout out to Patriot, man, for giving us a tweet telling us to keep it up. And shout out to Timo87 of OFR proper. And that's about it. Shout out to the Galaxy people.
All righty. Stuart, shout outs?
I just like, you know, shout out the writers whenever they decide to write. And
have they wrote anything?
Also like, not lately. I also like to shout out OFN prop, OFN, oh shit.
how many fails is that? Like
3 now.
3. Not to mention
OFR proper, OFN Sportscast, Preview Point, Angry Man Podcast, Who On My Radio, Section Z Podcast, Truth of the Geeking, make sure to vote for Nikki, WOFR, which includes Lag Free, Know Your Gamer, Chicago Sportscast, Guide Button, The 40 Cast, Knox Broadcast, which includes What Does God Say, Love and Learning Podcast, Downloadable Brothers, The Family Cast, From Page to Screen Podcast, which includes Media, Lifecast, Spotlight, Geeks for the Win, We Are Geeks.
Alrighty, and I quickly want to say Elf did write something about the Netflix thing, so I don't want her to get upset. She did.
Shout out to Elf then. Woohoo!
Yeah. So definitely. Yeah, so is that it, Stuart?
Yes.
Alrighty. I guess shout out to, you know, the writers, of course. Shout out to Stuart. Shout out to Henry. I know he's probably been looking at the time, hoping we'll finish up soon because he wants to play Gears just like me. Stuart, he's like, oh, I can talk. I don't care. I don't like Gears. But I guess, you know, just shout out to the
whatever. I've got Dead Island to play.
And it's a good thing you don't play with other people. It's a good thing you're antisocial because everyone will be playing Gears.
I will play with other people if they want to play with Dead Island with me.
But everybody will be playing Gears now, so.
Not everybody.
Just about everybody. I'm looking at my friends list right now, and it looks like most of them are playing Gears, and there's like one random person on Netflix. So.
A friend of mine is not getting Gears until Friday, so I'll play with him on Dead Island.
Alrighty. But I guess, shout outs to Ace Black for stealing Nox's thing, because I like now shout out to the Galaxy. I like that a lot better now. What else? I guess, like I was saying, shout outs to the community, because we'll be playing lots of Gears. I'll be playing Horde Mode, Beast Mode, Campaign, with tons of people, and I'm just glad this is out because I haven't really played with the community in like over a month and a half, so this is gonna jump me right back in. So I'm ready for it.
You just wait. Once October, November rolls around, there won't be anybody wanting to play Gears with you.
I've
got other games to play.
Yeah, I don't know about that. A couple months ago, people were still wanting to play Gears 2 because of Horde mode and stuff like that. So
because they were ramping up for Gears 3, and there's nothing else to play.
True, but there will be Season Pass, all the DLC coming out. So that'll be
next year.
It's not going to be till next year till the first DLC comes out.
Most likely, either that or around December.
Yeah. Well, I don't know, but anyways, this has been episode, 59, and be sure to leave us feedback, let us know how you like the show, and I guess we'll have our Gears impressions, at least Henry and I will, next week, so the show will be a lot longer than this week, so I guess see you next week.
And I think I'm going to leave you with the intro song to Dead Island, which I have fallen in love with completely.
You ain't scared. Yeah. Things that go bump in the night. Me. Sam B. Shrunken head, broken legs, body parts on the concrete. Cut them up, butcher style, gators in the swamp. Red light, leave them dead, running like a track meet. Scared of nobody, what your motherfuckers want? Believe me when I tell them I'm a boogeyman beast. Leave them slashed from their head to their feet. Pin bricks to the chest of a bitch whale fan. Cooking meat, cannibal, trying to eat. I got a zombie on me, and you can't harm me. Yeah, who do you, voodoo, bitch? Drink blood like a vampire without warning. Who do you, stand up. Sam B got the thing that go bump in the night. Whoa. Who do you, voodoo, bitch? Hide your kids, grab your wife, better get out of sight. Who do you, voodoo, bitch? Let's go. Sam B to Papa Shango, I'm Baron Samedi. Handful of fingertips, toss them up like a confetti. Stable of corpse bitches, I'm a pimp of the dead. Come fuck with a zombie, I put a stake in your head. Look, you want ghouls, I got fucking platoon. Baby, everybody dies, I'll see your ass real soon. Crack bones to the marrow, hot sauce, and they suck it. Now my juju ain't nothing to fuck with. Sam, I got a zombie on me, and you can't harm me. Yeah, who do you, voodoo, bitch? Drink blood like a vampire without warning. Who do you, voodoo, bitch? Stand up. Sam B got the thing that go bump in the night. Whoa. Who do you, voodoo, bitch? Hide your kids, grab your wife, better get out of sight. Who do you, voodoo, bitch? Let's go. Cut your head off, you leave your motherfuckers dead. I got a zombie on me, and you can't harm me.